It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tomorrow, the Allegheny County Courthouse will be the site of a rally in support of the Clean Power Plan. The EPA is in the process of finalizing this first-of-its-kind federal standard on carbon pollution from power plants. Joining us to address what this means for the environment is Katie Bartolotta, Outreach Coordinator for Penn Future. Katie Bartolotta, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, thanks for having me on today, Paul.
You are welcome. When will the final ruling of the Clean Power Plan be finalized?
So we are hearing that it's going to be any day now for this final rule.
Any day now?
Any day now. So still waiting on an exact date and time, but it should be sometime very soon.
And I'd like to invite our listeners to join this conversation. What are your feelings about the EPA's Clean Power Plan? How will it impact this area and you? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Email is ESSPGH@WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH. Again, what are your feelings about the EPA's Clean Power Plan, the first of its kind, a federal standard on carbon pollution from power plants? 412-246-2002. Katie, as far as you're concerned, why does this rule matter?
So as you mentioned before, this is the first ever federal rule of its kind. It's the first standard in the United States to cut carbon emissions from power plants being the largest source of carbon pollution in the United States. So the plan seeks to cut carbon pollution nationally by an average of 30% from 2005 levels by 2030. So again, it's the first of its kind. It's an ambitious plan. And again, I think it's something that's very relatable to folks because I think, you know, folks in Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania are no strangers to problems associated with air pollution. The American Lung Association's report that came out this year, the State of the Air report, put Pittsburgh close to the top on just about every bad ranking in terms of air pollution. And that's a real problem. And this being a federal level rule is really exciting in that it's going to be a pretty significant change in the amount of carbon pollution that we're seeing nationally. So again, a very, very important first step in terms of cutting carbon pollution, which again contributes to air pollution and to climate change.
You know, if our air is worse here in Western Pennsylvania than it is in a lot of parts of the country, which the research is telling us is true, then, you know, something that cuts the carbon pollution, you know, if you look at it on a mathematical curve, is that only going to put a dent in the problem because it's so bad here?
I mean, again, Pittsburgh, you know, it's shown that the air pollution has been getting marginally better. But again, you know, there's a lot of control in this plan on the state level, which I think is pretty interesting. And I think one of the big draws of the Clean Power Plan is that states really have the ability to design the plan to meet their unique needs, you know, their economic needs, their environmental needs, and their electricity generation needs. So the Commonwealth really has an interesting opportunity to not only hit the marks under this Clean Power Plan standard, but also to take it a step further, to really invest in a clean energy economy, to cut down on emissions, and ultimately to cut down on costs to consumers on their electricity bills through means like energy efficiency, which not only cuts down on emissions, but again, it's the energy you don't use. So that's, you know, a cost-saving measure right there. There are a lot of really, again, great options for the state of Pennsylvania, and I know the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection is already weighing a lot of these compliance options. So the sky's really the limit on this, and it's up to the Commonwealth to decide our path forward.
Is the goal of 30% reduction in carbon pollution by 2030 achievable?
Again, absolutely. This is a plan that's going to be designed on the state level, giving the Commonwealth a lot of flexibility to hit its targets. And just to put it in context, you know, Pennsylvania has already been shifting power generation from coal-fired plants to natural gas to energy efficiency and to renewable sectors. So right now, if we just maintain status quo with all of our existing programs, we'll get more than halfway to our target. Again, not a terribly heavy lift if status quo is getting you halfway there.
I guess I asked that question because, you know, we have so much, you know, we produce so much carbon pollution in this area because of coal, you know, so many coal-fired plants that, you know, even if you, you know, start to reduce some of that, I mean, you're talking about an industry that is heavily ingrained in the energy picture in southwestern Pennsylvania. We're still relying on a lot of fossil fuel here, aren't we?
Yes, and you hit on a good point there. Pennsylvania is the third largest producer of carbon pollution in the nation among states. But again, you know, we've already been seeing that kind of natural shift occur. Coal is very ingrained in the history of Pennsylvania, but natural gas has proven to be a cheaper option. And I, you know, renewables are getting cheaper over time, and we're really seeing that shift happen due to market forces. So again, I think, you know, the shift is already in place. We're already moving in that direction. We just need to double down in Pennsylvania to make sure that we're investing, you know, not just in natural gas, but in a clean energy economy, you know, that isn't going to run out. You're not going to run out of wind. You're not going to run out of sun. And energy efficiency is, again, another really good cost-effective investment to cut down just on our energy needs to begin with.
Let's take a call at 412-246-2002 from Peter in Pittsburgh, who has a comment. Peter, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Go ahead with your comment or question, sir.
Yeah, several questions.
Okay, first, well, we're down to just a couple minutes here, so.
Okay, just let me ask the obvious one.
Go ahead.
What's the number of megawatts in PJM that have been coal-fired megawatts that have been announced to be closed, shut down?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, how many megawatts of coal in PJM have been announced to be shut down?
I'm not sure of that number right off the top of my head.
Okay, it's 32,000. What's the difference in the carbon footprint between a combined cycle gas plant and a supercritical coal plant?
Peter, I can't give you a technical answer to that question.
On the screen, Peter, we have a question. You wanted to ask what's the impact on the ozone and how many jobs will be lost through this rulemaking? So let's get to that question, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Again, you know, I think an emphasis on the transition here is that, you know, we have, as a Commonwealth, been moving from coal to natural gas and renewable resources. We already have a very strong clean energy economy in this state that employs 57,000 folks statewide. Again, you know, I know there's a lot of concern about the economic piece of that and what, you know, the future looks like for folks who are working in the coal industry, but this isn't, you know, an end to coal. It's a reduction by 30%. And again, I think there's a big emphasis in this state about a transition, you know, for any displaced workers to these, you know, new emerging sectors of the economy.
All right. We've got just about 20 seconds left. But quickly, Katie, can you tell us about the event taking place tomorrow at the Allegheny County Courthouse?
Sure. So tomorrow we're going to have a really great event. Lots of folks are turning out for this. Should be a really exciting one called the Beat the Heat Rally to support the Clean Power Plan. It's going to take place from 12:30 to 1 tomorrow outside of the courtyard at the Allegheny County Courthouse. And again, just an extra added bonus to close out National Ice Cream Month, which is in July.
Free ice cream.
We're going to have ice cream.
Free ice cream.
Dream cream ice cream.
Sounds great.
A local store.
Katie, we got to jump in. We're out of time.
Oh, go ahead.
We're out of time, but thank you for that, Katie Bartolotta, Outreach Coordinator for Penn Future. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.